The Lord be with you.
And also
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Lord,
at that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to them, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. And he said to him, "All these I shall give to you, if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this, Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan." It is written, "The Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, the angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, there is a beautiful incident recorded in the life of Mahatma Gandhi. When he was 50 years old, as a young man, he loved many things, the material things. And one of the things that he liked so much was the bracelet that his father owned. He was attracted to it so much that one day, he stole that from the cupboard of his father. And the dad was searching for it all over. And he had even doubted all the workers who had worked in his house, the employees. But this Gandhi, the little Gandhi, did not reveal it. And he never suspected that his son would do that. Therefore, it went on days and months, and one day Gandhi was so much touched by it and said, "It is not nice that I hide these things from my father." So he did not know how to handle the situation. He had no courage to go and tell him. Therefore, he wrote a nice letter. "Dad, what would you do if your son were to be the culprit who stole that magnificent bracelet of yours? It is I who did it. I have no courage. I am a coward. Please do accept my mistakes and my problems." He expected to get a scolding or beating from his father. On the contrary, his father called his son in and said, hugged him and said, "My son, all that I have is yours. You should have resisted your temptation. It's after all, it was meant for you that I bought it." And then he forgave him. Well, brothers and sisters, temptations are possible, and temptations, any persons in this world can be tempted, including people like Gandhi or even righteous people like, you know, many others have had different experiences, even in the life of St. John Bosco, our own father and founder. When they were younger, the days, you know, the temptation was so strong. One day, when Don Bosco was hungry, because those days they had a very few bread to eat at home, his father was no more at the age of two, as a little boy, our father and founder, St. John Bosco, whom we call it Don Bosco, St. Don Bosco, founder of the greatest missionary or the congregation for the youth today and the Salesian congregation. He was hardly 4 years when he couldn't resist the temptation of his hunger, and he stole the bread that Mama Margaret had prepared for dinner. And as he tried to steal away the bread, he broke the jar, and of course, he couldn't hide it from his mother. And there, the temptations. And therefore, Princess says, everyone is tempted, and today the Lord's temptation is comforting to us. Even Jesus was tempted. Godly man, man of God, God's son was tempted. Just to give us a pat on our shoulders to say, come on, when you are tempted, don't worry. Christ has gone through every temptation. And Mark will put it, and Matthew or Luke will add a word phrasing, having been tempted in all the ways possible, Christ began his mission work. God was tempted, certainly. But let's not stop with that, brothers and sisters. He also gave a solution to it. How Christ tackled the temptations through means of prayer, penance, and especially making use of God's word, the inspired word, the scriptures that you and I believe, the revealed word of God written in the Bible. He resisted his temptation with every quotation possible from the scriptures. During the season of Lent, brothers and sisters, we are called to confront and conquer our temptations by following what Jesus employed, the method employed by Christ. When the devil said, turn these stones into bread, and Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, taken from the book of Deuteronomy. Because it's the word of God. Again, in the book of Exodus, it's written, though God gave the manna, and there it's written, you shall not live only by bread alone, but listen to the word of God. And Jesus used the scripture. And God said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. You shall worship only your God and nothing else in this world. Today, God calls you and me to employ the same method. During the season of Lent, brothers and sisters, I invite all of you, especially our families, these 40 days at least, 40 chapters you can complete. It's not too late. You just even start today. As family, can you just spend 5 minutes in reading a chapter a day? 40 days of this Lent, you would have covered 2 Gospels, I'm sure about it. Then you will know as a family the power of God's word. I can assure you that would be a wonderful way of reading. The second one, of course, God invites you to share and be reconciled and with one another all that we have. Christ shared his love with us. And we all know, brothers and sisters, these days in the world, what's happening? Look at Japan. The tremendous things that the earthquake and the tsunami after that hit the world. Japan, we know, the third supreme power or superpower in the world with modern technologies, with modern all the scientific researches, with all the best of equipments possible, they could not control the nature. It is a very devastating experience for those people. Imagine those people, the death roll has gone up to 10,000, it's more. We don't know, still we get the final numbers. Those persons who got up the same way, they would have dreamt the way you had dreamt, or you and I dreamt the other day, with all the dreams possible, things to achieve, with so much of success in life and in business and in wonderful way, they would have planned. But all things were shattered, just a few seconds. Don't give into temptations that few seconds. We can be prey to that. But today the Lord calls us. We are blessed. We are grateful because we are still alive. We are talking. We are breathing. We have a life and good things, house to live and a car to move around and to enjoy this life. Let us share this joy and happiness with our less fortunate brothers who are hit by these natural calamities. During the season of Lent, we are called to make sacrifices in giving alms and giving everything to the Lord. Let us feel sorry. Let us thank God for the gift of life, and let us share all we have so that we may be blessed by God. The only temptation, all the temptations can be resisted as Jesus used prayer, penance, and reading daily the Word of God. And I hope at least we can do the last part. Try to read God's Word at home, and you will see what miracles in your families. Amen.
Number 679, Hosea. Number 679.